from the top of Morning Thang Mountain. Transmitting across Virginia and around the world. The K92 Morning Thang.
Now, if it is any indication of what already happened to me this morning. Actually, no, hang on. We go there. That's better. Oh, yeah. It's the holidays. K92 Morning Thang. If it's any indication, I'm not sure. You know what? I don't want to make assumptions.
Okay.
And, you know, already determine the fate of my week. So y'all tell me what the indication is when I got to work today. This fine Monday morning. Does anybody actually say that? And put my little coffee pod, you know, got to make my coffee with the coffee pods. And I was listening to the water come out, and I look, and this water is unusually clear, like very light.
Okay.
You know, and it's coffee. You need a dark richness to it. And I realized I never actually put the pod in. So I was just running water right through there, doing nothing, just sitting. I was holding the pod in my hand. I was just holding it, looking at the coffee, going, boy, this coffee seems light. I wonder what,
So that's the way you start a Monday.
Is it?
Yes.
It tells me that your week's going to be carefree.
Okay.
You're not going to stress about anything. You're just going to live life, and whatever happens, happens.
You know, I appreciate that unbridled optimism.
I got you.
I might actually roll with that one. I don't know. It's the holidays.
Why not?
Who cares?
I was like, it's Christmas.
It is Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's here. Now I don't look like that person that was so dumb for putting his lights up a week and a half ago. Mm-hmm.
No, because a lot of lights are up right now.
They are.
And you were kind of a trendsetter.
Well, I was. And you know what, Antoine?
Your neighborhood, definitely.
As I saw everybody in my neighborhood furiously working in the frigid cold this weekend to put up their Christmas lights, I thought to myself, awful warm inside. Awful warm inside. Look at me.
And that's the thing with putting up your Christmas lights and decorating, because you don't want to decorate too early.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine. You know, whenever you want to do Christmas, you can do Christmas. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you're like, I don't want to decorate too early because I don't want to cut these lights on, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But then when you wait until like this past weekend or even next week, doing those outside lights, it's going to be a little chilly.
The rush is on. Managed to get the tree up, but don't have any decorations on it yet. I'm trying to get the cat to get used to it first.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Just
with
there. Because what I learned yesterday is we put the tree up, fake tree, put that thing up. And so far, it doesn't have any decorations on it. But I did notice yesterday it had a black cat hanging from it because he climbed right inside. He was sitting inside the tree.
That's his new playhouse.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what are you going to do about that?
Die.
Now, if I can give you a little bit of a tip.
Yes, please.
That when you decorate the tree, don't fully decorate it. You need to put a couple of ornaments on there, like spread out through the tree, because the cat's going to also have to get used to the tree looking different.
Right.
So don't think, okay, the cat's no longer climbing in the tree, so I can go ahead and put everything on it. Because the cat's going to be like, ooh.
So I thought you were going to say,
this is nice.
Put some cat toys. So while he's hanging out, just play with some little
toys. Treats them all like they're his cat toys anyway. So it doesn't really matter if you want to put them out or not. Maybe what do cat owners do? Because I don't know. I've never had a cat before. And this is exactly what I assumed would happen, is they're just on a mission to destroy at all times. So how does one create the diversion or prevent them from getting in the tree? And I'm not putting a gigantic wall around the tree either.
No.
So don't even suggest that one.
People texting with lots of tips.
Do you have one of those cat tower thingies?
Yeah.
Like I go in people's house, you have that?
Yeah.
So maybe put like an ornament or something on there. Like distract the cat by a place that it already wants to go.
See,
and jazz it up.
That's the problem, Antoine, is it's got one of those little danglies on it already. And you know what the cat loves more than its little scratch and post
What's
toy?
That?
The couch.
Loves
a scratch on that couch all the
Not
time.
Not the new couch.
Oh, of course the new couch.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, you were really trying to protect that couch.
It ain't the new couch no more.
No.
This is why I drink, people. All right? This is why I drink, and it doesn't make me quite so mad.
I'm man.
Cat scratching the couch. Oh, The Rock has a new tequila. Okay, then. So y'all have a good Thanksgiving, all that stuff?
Yeah. It was wonderful.
No complaints.
All fat and full and everything.
Yep.
Oh, man.
It was good. It was a lot of food. Lots of drinks.
And it's my favorite holiday, too. So,
because
you get food. You don't have to worry about presents. You get food, family, and football.
Yeah.
So that's really all I need.
And it was good till it wasn't for your football team. So
Well, football's third on that list anyway. So it's okay. Food, then family, then football.
I feel like if the Cowboys won, it would have been football, food, and family. But, you know,
we'll never know.
Since they lost, boy, yeah. I tell you what, Antoine, it's a good thing you weren't hanging out with me on Thanksgiving.
Why is that?
Because we were watching the football game, and most of my wife's family and the ones that were in town, they're all from Dallas.
Uh-huh.
So they are Cowboys fans.
I like them already.
To which my son, at 9 years old, decides, I shall openly root for the Raiders.
I love it.
Yep, yeah. Just and get hostile and talk trash after every single
oh,
play.
Oh,
yeah, but I could tell that after a while they were really getting sick of him.
Oh.
And it's about as close as you can get to a 9-year-old getting punched by an adult. Like, I just.
It was
you
really
see
close.
One more thing over there.
And I did. Oh. I actually, at one point, I went over to him. I got into zero. I said, hey. You have to cut it out. Like, you have to dial it back just a little bit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just stop it. He goes, what? I'm doing well again. I'm like, shh. Your mother is going to get you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's good. Good. Everybody, how was your Thanksgiving? You can text in to 52353 or helpful cat tips.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new segment on the show. Zach's helpful cat tips here on the K92 Morning Thang. So much food. I didn't even eat dessert on Thanksgiving.
Oh, I didn't either.
It's too much food.
It's too much. You guys stocked up on the heavy set stuff.
Did you have dessert? What'd you have?
I didn't, but there wasn't anything I wanted.
Okay.
Like, I'm not a big dessert person. Like, I like candy and stuff, but I'm not a big dessert person. So
Antoine had three candy canes.
So if you don't have something I like, I'm not going to force it
just
down.
Just over in the corner licking a candy.
Pocket musketeers.
I walked to the dessert table. I was like, oh, nope. Don't want any of this. I'm going back to sit down. And that was it.
You being hurtful to the desserts. How dare you? He wants to leave his wife. He don't like her nickname.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Yeah, he says he's over it. Now, his wife, when he first started dating her, she's like, oh, my nickname is Michael. Family calls me Michael because they expected to have a boy, and she turned out to be a girl. So they said, oh, well, we like the name Michael. We already had the name Michael picked out. We're just going to call you Michael as a nickname.
So that's sort of a joke. I mean, they could have just named her Michael. I have met women that are named Michael. Yeah. It's a thing.
But they didn't. Yeah, no. But they nicknamed her Michael. And he said it was cute to start, but now he's just over it because that's not her name. He's like, the family and friends, they call her Michael, and he's so annoyed by it. He's like, for the sake of our marriage, just stop.
Is his name Michael? Is that why he's so mad about
so angry?
No.
Is
like
his
I
name
said,
Tito? Is he one of the lesser Jacksons?
That's
and
what
he's
it
very
is.
Upset
and so
about
he
it.
Feels lesser
That's
because
what it
of
is.
This.
Yeah,
right.
But he puts it out there and people are saying, well, stop bullying your wife into changing her name, her nickname, and stop being so upset about a nickname. He's like, I just get tired of hearing Michael because that's not.
That's not her name.
Yeah. I'm married to Michael.
Name.
No, I'm not.
Well, but he knew that when he got there.
He did. He said, I thought it was cute.
Michael can be a girl's name.
Yes.
So I don't see what he cares about. Why is Tito so mad?
He is so angry. He feels less than.
Yeah. It's got to be some reason that, like, her nickname just doesn't blend well with his name.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe
Yeah, and I was, like, looking for his name, but I don't see it in the article.
Like, Bikel. Like, if it was Bikel and Michael, like, then
he said just switch
annoying.
It to Michelle is what he's trying to say.
And he's tired of being, huh?
Yeah.
So we don't know what his name is. Do we know what her actual name is?
And they don't have that.
Okay,
no.
This is one of those stories.
It's Reddit. Yeah. It's a Reddit, yeah.
Is this on TikTok?
No, it's not.
They had 15
but
seconds.
But he said he's tired of introducing her as Michael. People call her Michael, and so he's just over it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, he could introduce her by her name, and if people want to call her a nickname, then, you know, they can go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
Again, if the nickname was your husband's awful, which it might actually be a good nickname for her.
Maybe. Well, someone says she is Michael. And they say, you are the problem.
Mm.
So people are commenting on the article.
I know what this is, too, is everyone's calling him Dolores. And he's getting all upset about it.
I don't have his name.
I'm a boy. It has
to be something like that. But he said he's just tired of saying, oh, this is my wife, Michael.
Yeah. That's what I hate about the internet. It's like you start diving into the story and you go, wait a minute. There's not even a story here. Like, I don't have any facts. I don't know.
Is his name?
You think it comes from a news source, and really it could have come from a guy sitting at Hardee's. Like,
a blog just posted a quick little blog.
Right. Yeah. Well, I just overheard someone talking in line. So that's what we have here.
Yeah.
This person says, I got to put aluminum foil around the bottom of the tree like a tree skirt.
Mm.
So I guess now I have a space age bachelor pad tree.
You're in the future, Jetsons.
I am.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm going to have to just walk around in a robe with a martini. Not against that.
Yeah. You got to do what you got to do.
Have you pet my kitten yet? Yes, hello. You got to do what you got to do.
Uh-huh.
And then I am going to have to do something. This stupid cat loves jumping up on tables. Damn near jumped in my dinner plate last night.
Oh,
that's not good.
No, it's not good. And so he's considering, you know, do the spray bottle thing. Mm-hmm. But this cat enjoys water.
Okay.
He likes water.
That's a weird cat.
It is a weird cat, yeah. Antoine.
Or a different cat.
Takes his the water bowl and just goes over to it and takes his paw and just wham right into it and sprays the water all over the place and then just plays around in it. This cat is mine.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, that's your buddy.
What's the cat's name again?
I don't remember.
I know what the cat's name.
It's like you Lilo? Stitch or something?
It is Lilo.
Okay.
You are correct. Yes.
Refer to Lilo by Lilo, please. Lilo loves the water.
Ugh, Lilo does love the water. Pain in my butt. Yeah. So, all right, continue with cat tips to keep him out of the Christmas tree if you want. Brian in Withville, we're trying to figure out this guy's name because he's so mad that his wife, everyone calls him Michael.
Uh-huh.
He thinks maybe the guy has a woman's name, and then that's why. Like, maybe his name is probably Carol.
Hey, Carol.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So then they just get him confused all the time.
I have met a male Carol before,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe his name is Meredith. You know, that happens from time to time.
He's angry.
Yeah.
What's their nickname?
Carol's very angry. Leave Carol alone. All right, let's see how Monica did in her football picks. And I already decided, Antoine, what we'll do this Friday as we come down to the wire in the games is, in addition, I'm going to put a dollar on some sort of ridiculous pro football parlay, and I'm going to have Monica pick like 8 games or something, and we're going to try to win $50,000.
Oh, like we were talking about.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I got to make sure be ready for it, too.
Last week when we were doing the pickups, I brought up that idea of doing it. So Zach is like, I'm going to put my feet in, and I'm going to let Monica win or lose me some money.
Right, exactly. And if/when we lose, it's only a dollar. So it'll be okay. We'll get into it. But Monica has been on a roll with the high school football. So, you know, we haven't won any money off of any of these things.
None.
No. It's about time we do that and see what's going on. So, Antoine, take it away.
All right. So, Monica, you have been competing against a nickel, picking high school football games, and your record on the season is 27-13 going into this week. And by this week, I mean last week.
Yep.
The nickel's record, 23-18. So, it's kind of close.
You
have a 4-game lead on it. So, we had you pick the quarterfinal games in the state tournament here in Virginia. So, your first game. We had Lord Botetourt Cavaliers taking on the Abingdon Falcons.
Okay.
Monica, you predicted Abingdon to win by a score of 25-21.
Right. And if I remember correctly, Monica and the nickel picked against each other the entire
all three games.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what happens?
All right. So you picked Abingdon to win by a score of 25-21. Mm-hmm. The final score was 28-14.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Abingdon.
Oh!
Correct!
All
good
right.
for you. Sorry, everybody listening who was rooting for LB.
Yeah.
And shout out to nobody listening who is rooting for Abingdon because it's like in a cave down there.
They don't
listen
out there.
But anyway, so congratulations to those Falcon people. And you were right! And again, the nickel was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I almost feel like as the high school football season's about to end anyway, Antoine, we may just need to start transitioning into Monica making pro picks for the next month, and we'll actually like speculate, like had she bet $10 on each game,
how much money?
How much money?
I told you, Jared. He told me. He said, "Well, you're betting on high school." He said, "What about the pro games?" I'm like, "What are you?"
To be clear,
saying?
We're not actually betting on.
We
high
are
school.
Not.
We're
put
not.
On the record.
We're not.
Regardless of what Monica just said.
I know. I didn't mean to say
nobody
that. No, we're not
is
betting
putting
on any
money on any of these teenagers.
What she does on her own time behind the bleachers—that's your business, okay? If you got a guy, just that's fine. You got a guy. It's cool. Okay, so 1-0 so far.
All right, your next game, the Brookville Bees taking on Liberty Christian Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Monica picked Liberty Christian to win by a score of 35-27. The final score was 42-6. Liberty Christian.
Oh, man.
Correct.
Look at you on fire again.
2-0 so far.
Unstoppable. Okay. Sorry, Bees. You're done. But look at that. 2-0.
Looking
and
good so far.
Out in the nickel, terrible.
Uh-oh, so far.
The nickel was trying to gain some ground. It just wasn't going to happen.
It didn't have a chance. It's like, I have to. Exactly. All right, your last game. The Salem Spartans took on the George Washington Eagles. This is a rematch from tournaments in the past. Monica picked Salem to win by a score of 41-34.
Yep.
The final score was 48-14. Salem High School.
Oh, man. Okay. Look at this.
Monica, you went 3-0 this week, and the nickel, poor nickel, went 0-3.
You know, that explains why she was stirring her coffee this morning with a $100 bill, Antoine. You know, again, we don't bet.
On
high school football.
No, we do not.
Your record on the season, Monica, you have picked 43 games.
Uh-huh.
You have gotten 30 games correct out of 40. You had 30 and 13.
This is so stupid. This is so ridiculous. And just so y'all know, when it comes to, oh, look at her just getting lucky again, this is the second year we've done this, and she was as good the last time we did this, too.
I just go on a vibe and energy, what I receive.
Yep. Oh, and your new mink coat is lovely that I saw you walk in.
Oh,
with
I mean,
today.
Thank you.
Hello, hello.
So fancy.
Wearing new Yeezys and every other thing. Look at you. 3-0. All right, semifinals this week, and we're gonna start transitioning into how much money will Monica win us on the gambling apps. This is when she'll go cold, Antoine.
Yes. Yep. When our money's on the line, she's like, well, it's just a feeling, you know?
Suddenly the vibe doesn't vibe so much anymore. Are you a thrill seeker? Are you taking your life into your own hands today?
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
Get down to your science. Science! Today, according to science, is the absolute last day you can eat your Thanksgiving leftovers without getting diarrhea. I thought it was yesterday. That's usually my rule of thumb is yesterday.
Mm-hmm. We had Thanksgiving leftovers the day after, and that was it. So Friday, that was it.
I guess it depends. And because Zach, you were saying yesterday, and they're saying today. I wonder if you're thinking the meal was prepared. A lot of the meal was prepared the day before versus scientists being like, oh, no, we do it the day of.
It has to do a lot with just each different food and the differences. And, you know, you got to heat it up and things like that. But they say, according to the USDA, our friends from the government, who we all trust, turkey stuffing, potato, yam, green bean, gravy, pumpkin pie, la, 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 can be safely stored in the fridge for 3 to 4 days. So today is to 4 days. Yeah. See, I like to end on three, not the to 4 days. And really, I'm thinking Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Really, Sunday is pushing it if you really if you want to get into it.
So what's the food? What you can only pick one. Well, what's that one food you're like, all right, I'm going to take a chance on this one? Which one would you most likely take a chance with?
Yeah.
Stuffing?
Stuffing is pretty
stuffing, I'll go ahead.
See,
here's hard.
The stupid thing about this, Antoine, is I know what the answer is for me, and it's not that it's exciting and it's the one, oh my God, I love this one so much, it's worth the chance. It ends up being the turkey just because it's laying there. Like, it's sitting there, and I think I can just take a piece out of the fridge, put it in my mouth, I don't even have to heat it up, but really, I'm just putting all the glorious bacteria right back in there. Moving on. This is why I've been biting my nails my entire life. I've been building up my diarrhea tolerance for this moment right here.
Yep.
Big picture.
But yeah, I always thought of that. If you ever watch Friends and they had that episode where Ross makes his big Thanksgiving leftover sandwich and it's his favorite, it's my leftover sandwich, and somebody at his work eats it, I'm thinking, bro, that's 5 days after Thanksgiving. Nobody should be eating that sandwich.
It's gross.
No one ate your sandwich. They threw it out because they thought it was old and they didn't want you
they
to get
saved
sick.
Your life.
Ugh. Yeah,
if someone's eating Thanksgiving leftovers today, good luck to you.
I guarantee you somebody listening will be eating it tomorrow. And probably the next day. Every now and then you get these people that say, I eat 5-day-old shrimp. And I just, I know. It's
How?
Thrill seeking.
Yeah. So how deep do you go on leftovers? You can weigh in at 52353. Is it today? Is it tomorrow? Is it? It's food. It's still there. It's fine. Smells okay. It's not green yet. We'll keep moving. This is fun because, you know, sometimes, like, our planet's cool and everything. You know, you look at it from up top when they give you those shots from space, and it looks all nice with the pretty blues and the clouds and everything. But don't you get ring envy sometimes?
Like when you're looking up at, like Saturn?
Saturn, Jupiter. They got all these
cool... the rings.
Yeah, they've accessorized, and they look really cool.
DJ Khaled is what they are.
They are. They're the DJ Khaleds, and we're just, you know, regular guys down here slumming it. So they say the Earth could eventually have Saturn-like rings.
Is that a good thing?
Made of garbage.
Oh, I was going to say.
Okay, how do we get that? I don't know if I want that.
So much pollution. Ooh.
Garbage. Antoine, just keep throwing your garbage in the air. When you're done with it, just, well, you know what we'll do is we'll throw our leftovers up there.
And just let it stick.
Yeah. And then eventually, because we have a lot of space.
No wonder we're going to Mars. Just like, this is... Yeah.
All right. Mars looks like a planet we already ruined once, doesn't it?
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe because they don't have rings either. Maybe we ruined Mars and we came here.
That'll be the jokes on us. We'll get to Mars and we'll realize we were already here.
Whose political side is this in the yard?
Be like, wait a minute. they did the same thing already. Oh, my God. All right, and then finally, I got this story about procrastination, but I'm out of time again. So this is going to be the running joke all month. I'm just going to keep leaving that till the end.
Gotta be quick. Don't get struck by lightning bolts.
Oh, man, it's the fastest 15 seconds on the radio. It really only lasts like 11. That's how fast it is.
If you're really thinking about it, yeah. We just round up because 15 sounds better.
Yeah, but it zips right on by. Antoine and Monica get two different categories. They rattle stuff off, and you decide who wins. So text in to 52353. Let us know. Will it be Antoine? Will it be Monica? Mm-hmm. And whoever wins, we'll pick from the winner pile. They can go to Elmwood on Ice, which is now going on.
Yeah.
Twirl around. Mm-hmm. I'm in love. All right, so the way we like to do this is we send Monica to the soundproof chamber first. Antoine likes to hear her answers.
Yeah, I do.
And, you know, then it's also fun to sort of predict what we think Monica is going to do for her answers and everything. So that's what we going to do here in round one of the lightning bolt. So as we were just saying, today is supposed to be the last day to even consider eating your Thanksgiving leftovers.
The last day.
Yeah.
The final countdown.
Again, I have no doubt somebody will be eating them tomorrow. I have no doubt somebody listening will still be eating some of them on Wednesday.
I refuse to believe it.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Oh, I think so.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. There's like one dude. His mother sent him home with a whole turkey carcass.
He's still in college.
Right. And it is, Antoine, it's not even properly contained in the fridge. It's just that big carcass with that one magical piece of foil over
just
the top
on top of it, not even folded around the edges.
Right. Like, oh, that's going to protect you. The magical barrier there. So, yeah, text into 52353 if you want. Anyway, so in round one, Antoine, let's go ahead and do really bad judgment things that people love to do.
Okay.
So things that people do that are bad judgment, 15 seconds and go.
Smoke cigarettes, get drunk, eat leftover food, drive with their feet, wake up this early in the morning, let the kids pick the family vacation, get a cat for the Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. Buy their kids a dog for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Decorate on top of their roof.
Okay. I'll give you all those.
All right. Thank you.
You get 9 there in the first round. So not bad. Mm. We'll see. We'll see how Monica's judgment is. Will it be bad? Will it be good?
I feel like I should have done better.
I feel like you should have too, but, you know, it's a holiday season, so I'm being nice. Come on back. Remember, it's like you said, Antoine,
carefree.
Yes.
It is interesting.
Free of care.
It's all in the branding. Life is all about branding, Monica. Mm-hmm. So, you know, because I can sit here and say, I don't care about this job at all. I don't care about this place. I don't care about any of you.
That's negative.
And it just sounds very negative. Yeah, but if I say I'm carefree this holiday season.
Yeah.
Correct.
Just let life happen.
Right. I want to be carefree with you.
I know.
You.
People are like, man, we need to be more like Zach. Me on the inside, I'm like, I don't care about any of you. I'm carefree.
Probably just let it happen.
Exactly.
You know?
We let it happen. Flow. Antoine got 9.
Okay.
He could have done
not
better.
Not great.
I think you can do better than 9 in this round. So let's see. We were talking about how today's the last day. You're supposed to consider eating your leftovers and blah,
yes.
blah, blah. So go ahead and give me really bad judgment things that people love to do. 15 seconds and go.
Eat old Thanksgiving food. Eat old seafood. They drive in the wrong lane. Bad things that they do. They decide to run a light. They just bad decision making. Why am I freezing up? They don't pay their bill.
I'll give you the don't pay their bill.
That was
end.
Terrible.
That was pity.
That was terrible.
That last one you gave was pity, Zach.
You ain't wrong.
Okay. That was terrible. I don't
Remember,
know why.
Antoine, carefree.
Carefree.
We are carefree.
Yeah, that
here.
Was bad.
You know what, Monica? You just should have thought about all the things that you think are a halfway decent idea.
Well, I think they're good, so I don't think that they're bad.
But then I couldn't see. Thinking your bad ideas is a good idea is bad judgment.
That's a bad idea right there.
only 4. Only 4.
All right.
Head on out of here. Soundproof paper again. I mean, Antoine, this is going to be a situation where, you know, when you got these guys that return a kick for a touchdown and they look back and there's nobody there for 25 yards, so they just turn backwards and they walk their way into the
That's
end zone.
That's what's happening right
You're
now.
You're almost on that right now. Today is Cyber Monday, of course. You know that. So Go ahead and get, we're going to go flip it, because a lot of times you get all impulse buy-e and you buy things you don't really need and whatever. So go ahead and give me really awful Christmas gifts to give a significant other. And I lost my pen. There it is. Okay. And go.
Dishes, a lawnmower, a massage coupon. How about a Roomba? How about any cleaning equipment? A ladder, a puppy. Hey, how about a cat?
Okay. I gave you Roomba and cleaning equipment. I put them all in the
Yeah,
one,
which makes
so
sense. Yeah.
I only did that. And again, you're bragging.
I should be good.
Yeah. You got 7. So that's 16. Monica will need at least 12.
Yeah.
Actually, just 12. Not at least 12.
If she
12.
Just picks out the gifts that bag. She gets,
yeah,
that might be hers. Like, if she's like the stuff that she would buy.
Uh-huh.
If she goes that route,
right.
She'd
yeah.
win.
Or some of the things she's received.
Uh-huh.
Also, I do know that. So, hi, welcome back.
Good or bad?
Well, I mean, Antoine got 7, so it's doable. You're uh-huh. losing 16-4. But you can rattle off 12
okay.
in this category. And if you can if you can channel in on the right style for this, you could yeah. roll. So today's Cyber Monday. People buy a lot of stuff they don't need, spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
So go ahead and give me really awful Christmas gifts to give your significant other. And go.
Mittens, socks, underwear, beanie hats, let's see, stuffed animals, candles, old food, like Doritos, bags of Doritos, nothing. Giving them a card, just a card.
All right. I disagree on the socks. I go for some nice Nike socks right now.
But usually you don't get those. You get the bag
socks. It's like a throw-in gift where you say yeah. you get a Lexus with a bow on top outside, and then you also get socks yeah. in your
you
Christmas
If you only receive socks for Christmas, I think you would be upset. Like,
oh, only. Gotcha.
Yeah. Right. You got to think of it that way. If it was only.
The only thing. Uh-huh. I'm with you now.
And I know everybody listening thinks it's bizarre, but I fully expected Monica to say a bag of Doritos because that is something that
I
she
gave
once
to Gary.
Gave to Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Her, not so much roommate.
A random person that stayed with us for a while.
Yeah, transient. So
years ago.
All right. Here, so yeah. you needed 12. You got 9.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah,
sorry. Not quite.
You almost got there. She tried to tackle you right at the end, and you just
I was high stepping a little too much.
And you just high stepped right over. Yeah. And it's like, whatever. Men don't fall for it when Bridget and Marion tells you that she would love a Roomba for Christmas. That's not true. She might think so.
She wants that, but something else. That's not the main gift.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. We're talking about bad gifts to give your significant other, and Roomba came up, and I accept that as an answer because Bridget says, it's a gift of not having to sweep my floors, and it's an awesome gift, blah, blah, blah. I said, no, but if it's the only gift you received, you'd be angry.
Well, maybe Bridget wouldn't. Bridget out here in Marion. Mm. Maybe she's like, that's all I want is to not have to sweep after these kids and these
dogs
anymore.
But she needs
anymore.
A fun gift.
Right,
you always
exactly.
need the fun gift.
Then name the Roomba.
Mm-mm.
That's a lot of fun. Put some drinks. Put some solo cups on top of the Roomba. Play beer pong while it's cleaning up.
Classy.
I'm just saying.
It's a classy
There are options here, guys.
Yes, there are. To try to cover up the fact that you got a bad gift.
Yeah.
Again, it's not a bad gift with other stuff like socks.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't only receive socks. That's the problem. All right. Cash code first one of this week. Collect them all. Every single one of them is an entry. The next winner is going to be next week. We want to, you know, drag it out a little bit and give everyone a chance to get a bunch in. So the more you collect, the more your chances are to win, like Ashley in Lynchburg, who won on Friday in round 3 of the 10K payday. So let's do this. First cash code of the day is natural. NATURAL. Like a natural.
Okay, that's what was in my head, too.
Yeah. K92radio.com or, I don't have anything else. Natural.
Natural. What up?
Or your free K92 radio app. Enter that cash code for the next 60 minutes.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top 3, number 3.
Walmart had to pull this toy that was being sold on their website. The cactus?
Mm-mm.
You didn't see this cactus? The singing cactus?
Yes, I did see the singing cactus. This cactus sings in Polish, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
Well, so there's this cactus that sings in Polish. It's all dancing around. People love this toy. Sings, dances around this cactus. Da, 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 da. So let's let a Polish woman let you know what the translation is of all of these things.
It's about taking 5 grams of cocaine and being alone Something about he doesn't care, he lost the house already, there's nothing to live for. Very depressing song. The store is swearing words and talking about cocaine. This is not what I ordered for Jesse.
Yes, the only thing in my head is 5 grams of cocaine, fly away alone to the edge of oblivion. That is
so... Oh, that's a great beat.
It does have a great beat.
Very catchy.
I mean...
Yes.
But it's kind of like with, what was it, Gundam Style. I told you, I said, they're probably saying Kill America. We're just dancing. Know. Hey!
Yeah. Kill America. Ooh, I like this guy.
Ooh, this is nice.
Yeah, some Chinese toy manufacturer put this Polish song on there. Didn't even get permission to do it, so they just threw it on up there.
Right.
Didn't really pay attention to the words or anything.
Hmm.
Opa Gangnam Style. Yeah. Very nice.
Number 2.
They're so cute. See, this is the way we do love in 2021. These guys are getting married. They've never met. Just Zoom.
This seems like a Paramount Plus reality show or something.
Oh, my God, I know.
Okay.
It's called Zoom Into My Heart or something stupid like that. Yeah, they met during the pandemic because she was lonely because she was on lockdown and wanted someone to hang out with. So they started chatting. And one of them lives, I think, in Australia and the other one in Michigan. So now they're getting married. Still never met in person.
Didn't even bother with that. Okay.
No. Why bother?
Yeah.
Why bother anymore? You know what? It's just have a Zoom
just
wedding.
Jump right into it.
So do you think they'll ever actually see each other?
Like in person?
Yeah. Or are they just going to keep it this way? Be like, you know what? This works for us.
This is what works for their relationship. So you might as well
right
go with what works.
Because if you meet, it may not work for this relationship.
You might not like them from the waist down
exactly.
or something.
Exactly. Be like, whoa, what's going on there? My goodness.
Good luck to them.
Yeah, so shout out to them.
Number 1.
Shout out to everybody today who's not doing any work at work because they're doing Cyber Monday things instead. Because that is
Have
today.
Y'all been checking?
Nope. Fought the urge.
No.
I'm fighting the urge.
I'm actually not. I've become someone who's not a big Cyber Monday person because I really find that all I ever do is buy stuff I don't really need.
And I'm buying it for me. It's rare I've ever used Cyber Monday to get somebody else's Christmas gift. It's usually just stuff for me.
Mm-hmm. Like, ooh, I need this. Ooh, I want that.
And online, if you're buying stuff online, it all started on Friday. And they're calling it, you know, Black Friday into Cyber Monday. And there's a lot of the same deals. So, no, I don't need to sit here and hit refresh to try to get an air fryer on Amazon because I don't want that anyway.
So you are going to get an air fryer at some point, though, because they're great.
I don't want an air fryer.
Yeah,
just think about it. We'll talk more later.
See, I'm classier. I want a sous vide.
Ooh.
Yes.
We'll get Sounds classy. French.
So, let's see. 1 in 5 people under 45 will do, quote, most of their holiday shopping today. Impressive.
Get it done.
Yeah. I mean, I felt good. Did Black Friday. Then I did Small Business Saturday. Walked around, bought a bunch of trinkets on Saturday, and I'm mostly done.
Okay. That's good. I think I'm about like 40%.
Yeah. And you know, the song.
I feel okay.
I felt like I was like, yeah.
Hey, windows down. Loud blasting.
Sad cocaine song. All right. So good luck on your deals. Carline shout outs.
Carline shout out.
Up and at 'em today, and I'm sure they're bleary-eyed and unhappy. I'm referring to the parents. It's the parents.
It's definitely the parents.
Yeah, the kids are just all the time as we head into the holiday season. So you got to shout out the kiddos in the car line or the bus stop or whatever it is. Text it into 52353. We'll randomly pick somebody out of the pile. Send them to the Scooby-Doo musical at the Berglund Center, which is in January. Give you something to look forward to on the other side. So let's see what we got so far. We got Isaac and Lily. Great day.
Isaac.
Easton at New London Academy. Ooh, the academy.
Oh,
yes.
With a name like Easton.
Yes. I always wanted to go to an academy. I never went to
academy. No, I feel like they work too hard.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just stick to my public school.
I was actually hoping maybe I could just like thank the academy. I'd like to thank the academy. Yeah, academy does sound fancy clothes.
Yeah, it sounds like summer reading. Like you're giving me like 4 books I need to read.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Carline, shout out to my mom for waking up at 4 a.m. to drive me to swim. Wow.
You need to take run. So you can run there.
You know, and it's funny where you click into and be just old and grown up and whatever because you immediately think, we got water at the house. Like, that's what that, right?
A tub.
Y'all think that, too.
Tub, yeah.
Riley Carter, Goodview Elementary. We got Chris at PCMS. Please don't hurt anyone.
Okay. Sometimes you have to tell them, please don't.
Very direct. Yep. You know what I mean.
Behave.
Yeah, so text in to 52353, your student, the school, grade if you got it, and anything you'd like to do to embarrass them publicly. You can go ahead and do that today. We got Davion, Pikeview Middle School, Haley, Mountain Valley Elementary. Text in to 52353. Carline, shout out to Romeo, East Salem Kindergarten.
Oh, Romeo in kindergarten. Yeah, okay, he's a sweetheart.
Man, I tell you what, you better not let Hendrix find out about this Romeo. They might have a feud.
So what's going on? What's the deal, Romeo?
You know what's crazy, though? Like, he has no... It was crazy, though. Romeo didn't mean to rhyme.
Uh-huh.
But they have no clue, Romeo and Juliet.
No.
Like, he's just walking around like, oh, got this name.
Yep.
It's just a name.
Ethan and Nora Forest Elementary. Perry McClure High, Christopher Nelson. Perry McClure Middle, Adrian Nelson. Back to school. Oh, they're COVID-free, so that's okay. Good. We like that. Shout out to Wesley and Kyle at Ferrum Elementary. Happy Monday. Don't be brats.
All right.
That's fair.
Yep.
Straightforward.
Send them out the door. Happy Monday. Don't be brats. Michaela, third grade, Grandin Court Elementary. Yours on the way as well. So text them into 52353. Coming up in the hot seat, I'm going to let the two of y'all get away with something.
Okay.
I'm much more concerned about.
Yeah.
She's over there. That's her.
All right.
Monica. Hey, girl. Hey. Yep. And Antoine, what do you got brewing up in the hot seat here?
I'm going to ask you about perfection.
Hmm.
Perfection. I want you to tell me something that's perfect.
You know how it pops up in the air?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I hated that game. You want to talk about just putting the unnecessary stress of life onto a child? Play Perfection. It's the worst game. So stressful. Tick, 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 tick. Pow! All over the place. And Monica, what are you doing to us in the hot seat?
Are you going
to
jump in a movie? You're going to jump into... your favorite Christmas movie.
All right, fair enough, because what you said we're going to jump into, I didn't know what was going to happen. I was like,
not that kind of movie.
I was plugging my mouth and closing my nose and every other thing. So we'll get into that. Carline shoutouts.
Carline shoutouts.
That's coming up in the hot seat. We have Antoine and Monica. Yes, Monica, the right to do one thing, whatever you want, and not get punished for it.
Okay.
Text 52353. You know, people are doing the Carline shoutouts, and I'm a little disappointed that no one has texted in any kind of embarrassing details about any of their children.
No, they're
so
happy with them.
I feel like I'm just going to start making some up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like, let's see. Shout out to my daughter, Anastasia, in the fifth grade at Glenver Elementary.
Okay.
That's great.
Hey,
did you know Anastasia once had a piece of corn stuck in her nose for 4 days?
Wow.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Hello, Anastasia.
She loves some corn on the cob. She got real into it.
Yep, and then she sneezed and it was July and popcorn fell out. So.
Okay.
Shout out to Leon, sixth grade, JMMS, and Noah, fourth grade at Fishburne. Fun fact about the two of them, they share a toothbrush.
Ooh.
They share one.
Uh-huh.
That's not hygienic.
Yeah, no.
Just one. Well, Leon uses the bottom end. He doesn't use the bristles. He just, you know, they take turns. Let's see. Kaylee, Colonial, third grade. Enjoy your last 2 days before you move to your new school.
Aw.
Oh. And she had to move because of witchcraft.
Yeah. Oh,
that makes sense.
Yeah, she's into witchcraft.
Sabrina, the teenage witch over there.
So be nice to Kaylee at the new school, just so you know. Let's see. Shout out. Have a great day back to Salem Schools. We have Amaris, Faith, Cameron, Phoenix, Ellie, Christmas, Thomas, and Saoirse.
All
remember, be honest, be smart, be kind. And be on alert because they all commit crimes.
Yes.
Yeah, so you know. They're pulling a heist. That's exactly what
it
is. Uh-huh. Working Annabelle at McHarg Elementary. Let's see. What about her?
Annabelle?
She ate
She's
food
precious.
Off the floor. Just
she would
the other
never.
Day. Oh, no. She totally would.
Never.
Yeah. She actually, she enjoys food off the floor, so she rubs it on the floor and then eats it. It's not a drop on the floor.
Say it so.
Can you believe it? Let's see. Wesley at Sontag.
Uh-huh.
Contraband.
That's what it
yeah,
is.
In his bag.
Oh, in his bag.
Awesome job on your straight A progress report.
Good.
Cheated.
I was about to say he hacked the system.
Yeah, he
didn't earn that grade.
Hey, he's smart, though. You know, I feel like if you hack the system and you get all the answers, you did earn that grade. I think that's fair. Preston Giles High School from Mom Loretta. Let's see. Preston stole $2 out of his mother's wallet.
Put
that there. Noah Atwell, second grade at Bell Heath Elementary, lost $400 on FanDuel Sportsbook yesterday.
Oh, Nolan, that sucks.
I know. Can you believe it?
Rough
That's
day.
Wild. Just, man. Let's see. We got another Preston. Sixth grade at Cave Spring Middle School. He is actually the illegitimate child of the other Preston that we were talking to a few minutes
ago. That's a story.
It is a story, isn't it? Shout out to my boyfriend Brent for taking the new puppy to work with him today. That was from Julie.
Oh, that's nice.
I know. Ashlyn and Luke, they're sick home with COVID.
Oh, no.
Man. See, they're just home with COVID.
I know, like that's bad.
There's nothing else there.
They got what they got. Feel better.
Yep, and shout out to Darren, third grade, who, by the way, has called in sick to work for a month, and he hasn't really been sick.
Darren.
I know, can you believe it?
Shame on you.
And Melissa, first grade, who is actually a talking doll.
Oh, not even a real person.
I know, can you believe it? Have a great day at school. Love, Mommy. Or is it? Those are the questions. Carline, shout out to text them in to 52353. There's going to the hot seat.
Time to make you break out in the cold sweat. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ah! Hot seat. Yeah! Hot seat.
We grill each other in the hot seat. Monica's going to let us jump into a movie. Antoine wants to discuss the perfect song.
Yeah.
Also. I already know what mine is. Popped right into my head already. So we'll get into it here in just a few minutes. But before we do that, against my better judgment, I'm going to let the two of you get away with something.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple.
Okay.
You can do one thing. And anyone can text in, too, if they want. You can get away with one thing. Zero repercussions. What would it be?
All right. I want to do a heist. I want to get together a group of people, and I want to steal something from a museum.
Okay. Who's your group?
Neither one of you guys.
What?
Really?
Neither one of you guys.
Huh? I can't be in the group. Like, Monica, I get it.
What? Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't I be?
Well, because, Zach, you can't keep secrets.
Fair.
That's on the record.
All right. It was nice knowing you guys.
And?
Monica, you're I'm trying to think how I want to phrase this.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Showing up on time is not one of your skills.
You think I'll be late for the heist?
That is right. Not one of your skills.
That's fair enough.
I think I'm better over the years. I've become better.
You can't be worse unless you just didn't show
better.
Up.
I think you
My
are
friends
better.
Friends have texted. I am better.
But a heist requires precision.
Yes.
You're
yes.
right. And I've got the precision. But Antoine, you do make a good point. Not good at keeping secrets. Also, not good at meetings. And there would be a lot of meetings.
There would be a lot of meetings.
Yeah, you'd be mad about that.
I had actually written bank heist for mine, and now I've changed my mind. I don't
You don't want that?
Yeah.
Okay, for
at least
me,
you know yourself.
Yep. I want to walk into someone's home and tell them to get out and just take their home.
Okay.
I will pick the home. It could be a celebrity. It could be just someone's home. And I just walk in, tell them to get out. No longer their home.
That's one of your better answers.
I like
I
that.
I really like that answer. I support that.
We can do a reboot.
100%.
Let's totally do a reboot of the movie Get Out. That's what this
is. Like Get Out. Yes, it is.
Now we continue in the hot seat. Antoine, why don't you go ahead and present. Just thinking there for a second.
Yeah. So we're going to jump right into it. I want to know what is perfect to you guys. So I want you guys to tell me, Zach and Monica, what is the perfect song? And also tell me why it's perfect.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Monica, I find yours to be a very surprising answer of what she thinks is the perfect song. But I will tell you, because I've had this conversation with people all the time, I do believe that Ice Cube, Today Was a Good Day, from the 90s, is
the good song. Good
most
song.
Perfect hip-hop song of all time.
Okay. It's relaxing to
It
me.
Is. Because it's got a great beat. It's got the flow.
It's a chill song.
It does that. It tells a story.
Yes. It does.
I believe it absolutely positively captures what it was like to be in like Compton, West Coast, 1990s hip-hop. It tells the entire story of what the entire thing was about. And it's got the good flow.
I like okay. that. Because I would include like Snoop Dogg, Gin and Juice in there, but for the same reasons. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like the Snoop song is the perfect song, but I agree with you. Today's a good day is a good one.
If you told me describe that life in 3.5 minutes,
you could do it right
I
there.
Would just play this song. That's all I would do. And then I wouldn't have to do. I would just sit back and relax.
And you also have some sports because the Lakers beat the Supersonics.
Yep, that's right.
All right, Monica, what is your perfect song and why?
Yeah, I was thinking about it and Bring Me to Life, Evanescence.
Which just it
because,
doesn't
can,
strike
can we
me.
Jump to the middle or somewhere
like when
this?
It's loud.
Yeah, when it gets really loud. Because every time I hear the song, I think that I'm in some kind of movie like The Underworld.
Okay.
And I picture myself being that person. This is dressing all black, kind of like a ninja. And
so you're like Kate Beckinsale standing over the top of that cliff while you're looking. Oh, so it all comes down to murder.
Yeah.
But I really do. I rock out to this song. I like it. Yeah.
Break me up. Don't fall me up.
And when you have it loud in the car, it feels good, sounds good, wakes you up.
Right, right.
Yeah.
My only struggle with this was like I couldn't listen to it all the time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like there are certain places that you couldn't listen to this, but a lot of places you could, though. I enjoyed the song.
This is what it feels like. This is the soundtrack in my head when I've had too many drinks and I'm trying to sleep, but I can't. Like my brain won't
A good song to go run into.
Yeah.
If you put this on your running playlist. So maybe you should start doing that, Monica.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Just throwing it out there.
Your favorite song? Your perfect song?
I think I would have to go, and it's a little cheesy, but Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way.
Oh, wow, that is cheesy.
That is.
Because, though, it crosses all genres, all cultures. There's every culture. I've been to so many different venues and events,
Tell
and this
why.
Song is played. People sing it. Everybody know the words. And there is slow parts, but there's also upbeat parts.
Oh.
And I've never seen anybody, until Monica right now, I've never seen anybody say they hated this song.
I don't
and
hate it.
And for me, it's one that could be played anywhere and nobody's going to get upset. They're going to be like, oh, I remember that song. Karaoke. Yeah. It's a great karaoke song.
She's probably ruined it at karaoke. That's why she's
You are. Oh, my fire.
This
my
song checks fire. All the boxes. And it takes you back to the 90s where life, in the early 2000s, where life
song,
was better.
I don't mind this song in a grocery store, in Chili's, like, you know, Target. Uh-huh. I don't mind the song. Like, yeah. I would actually be singing
places,
along.
The places that we couldn't listen to your song.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Right.
So what Monica's saying is, best damn elevator she ever wrote was this song right here. All right, Monica, it's the holiday season.
It is. It's Christmas now. Yeah. Yes. So jump into a Christmas movie. Which movie are you jumping into, Zach?
Okay. So am I jumping in as one of the characters?
Yeah,
you're going to be a part. You're going to be a character in your favorite Christmas movie. Which movie is that?
All right.
Or maybe
I am a lover of Christmas movies. I enjoy them. Uh-huh. I've actually already watched two so far.
Oh, good, good.
I think it's Elf. I'll be Buddy the Elf.
You're jumping in as the main character.
Well, that's what you said. You got to jump in.
Well, she said as a character.
Okay.
You don't have to be the main character, but if you want to.
Yeah, but Buddy the Elf is awesome because he don't have to worry about nothing. And then everybody else just sort of takes care of him as he lives a carefree world. Yes.
Okay.
Like, I was watching Christmas Vacation last night. I don't want to be Clark. Clark's got way too much going on. Too many people in that house. Too many bad things happen to Clark.
You know, you said Elf. I realize I need to watch Elf. That's the one that I haven't watched.
I've never watched it beginning to end in one sitting, but I've seen the entire movie just in clips. And
Monica, you haven't seen it at all.
No, wow. I was trying to think of a scene.
That doesn't surprise me. That seems like a movie that Monica would enjoy.
What Christmas movie are you jumping into then? Krampus?
That's a great one.
Bad Santa.
I'm jumping in Home Alone.
Okay.
Yes.
But I'm jumping in as a neighbor across the street. I'm just peeking through my blinds like an old man, just watching everything. Look at
Oh, you're the only one with the shovel.
A terrible neighbor. You want to sit
I'm
there
just
and watch
watching what's happening.
That kid's in danger.
I'm like, they are getting into it over there. I'm minding my business.
See,
though.
Of course, you get on the flip side of it, too, though, Antoine. It's Monica saying, you know what? I'm going to be in Home Alone, too, but I'm going to be one of those burglars, and I'm finally going to get that kid.
Yeah.
They
made all sorts of mistakes. I won't make those
same
mistakes.
Then there's
mistakes.
Home Alone 3. Like, they have Home Alone 3. No one watched that one.
Well, they got the new one now, too.
It doesn't look
Home Sweet Home Alone.
That's not right.
Yeah.
It feels wrong. I don't know if anyone watched it. You can text it into 52356. I knew unprovoked my own 9-year-old son was heckling it when he saw the commercials going, this is going to be bad. I'm like, all right, look, if a 9-year-old can see through it,
then you're in trouble.
Right, because they have terrible judgment on everything. They love garbage all the time. But yeah, okay. Mm. So which movie would you jump into, Monica? Have you seen any Christmas movies?
I was about to say, we already know that she can't name five of
this
them.
This is why I'm asking.
34th Street. Of course. No, just kidding.
Yeah.
No, I probably would jump in.
It's a Wonderful Life. It'll be that guy on the bridge.
I probably would jump into Die Hard.
That makes sense. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, some people say that's not a Christmas movie. Did Antoine say that?
Oh, I definitely say that. I definitely feel that way.
It's a Christmas movie.
It is. But we're not going to argue right now.
We're not going to get into
later
it.
Later on.
We've
later
done
on
it
this
every
month.
Christmas so far, man.
I tell you what, there's going to be nothing better than when Monica's in Die Hard and her booty gets trapped in that air conditioning vent when she's there.
I can't get out! Hans, help me, Hans!
The K92 Morning Thangs $1,000 pop quiz.
Will it be a winner right here? Also, shout out to you texting in to 52353. Carson says New Home Alone is actually not terrible.
That's good.
Which it's a low bar, though.
It is a low
That's
bar.
That's a low. It's not terrible.
Not terrible. You can tolerate it.
How's your marriage? It's actually not terrible.
You know, it's not the worst it could be.
How are your kids? They're actually not terrible. How's your health? It's not terrible. So, you know, that's the new Home
that's
Alone
terrible.
Movie. Whatever. All right, let's get Greg in here. Hi, Greg.
Hello.
Oh, Greg's ready to roll.
Yes, he is.
Love it, love it. How was your Thanksgiving there, sir?
Doing good. How are you?
Okay, doing fantastic. Greg, make sure you have your radio off. We're going to go ahead and play the pop quiz here in a second. Did you go get your three free answers?
All right.
Greg, listen to me over here on the telephone. Don't listen on a radio. Can you hear me, Greg?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay, good. All We're right. here. We got all it. Right. Greg, did you go get your three free answers?
No, I didn't.
Okay, that's all right. I see three that I think are going to give Greg issues here.
Yeah.
But Monica says this is a winnable
Come
round,
on,
so will it be you? Everybody else, you can get your three free answers. There's $30 in your pocket. $10 for every single one you get right, Greg. Get them all right, and you will win $1,000. You'll have 60 seconds. You can pass at any time, and we will come back if there's time, and I will not start the timer until we finish reading the first question. Greg, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, Greg is ready. Let's go ahead and do this. Good luck. Here we go. What is the Monday after Thanksgiving commonly referred to because of all the online shopping deals?
Cyber Monday.
Yes.
What actor stars in the movies Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, and Little Nicky?
Adam Sandler.
Yes.
Peaches is sung by what K92 Canadian artist?
Justin Bieber?
Yep.
Yes.
Who wrote the Twilight books? Don't be typing, Greg.
You can pass.
Pass.
True or false, Jessica Alba is married to Justin Timberlake.
False.
Yeah.
Who is the oldest Kardashian sister?
Kim Kardashian.
No. Meredith Grey is a character from what TV show?
Grey's Anatomy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What former football player and current Good Morning America host just announced he's going into space?
Okay.
$50.
Michael Strahan.
You're after the buzzer.
Right. But you got $50, though.
Yep, but you did get $50. Yeah. So that's not bad at all, my friend. Let's run them down for you. Stephanie Meyer wrote the Twilight books. Also, Courtney is the oldest Kardashian.
Yeah. I know she's so little.
Mm-hmm. Former football player, you got that one. Michael Strahan is going up in space. And those, my friends, are your questions. But hang on. $50 for you, Greg. Everybody else, get your three free answers for tomorrow.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List. Number three.
Wonder Woman. Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot. How do you say her name?
Gadot.
Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
Yeah, some people say it differently.
Yeah, because it looks, you want to say Godot.
I say Gal Gorgeous.
Yes.
She is a gorgeous woman. She is Wonder Woman.
And she's trying to ruin mac and cheese.
What is she doing to mac and cheese?
Ruining mac and cheese.
She has a new line of healthier mac and cheese. Goodles.
And see, and this is why I've stood by this as a youth, but I really stand by it now.
Okay.
Celebrities should not be role models. We should not be doing what they say.
Thank you.
Yep.
Because
they eat vegan mac and cheese.
She needs to get out of here with her kale, spinach, mushrooms, you know.
Because they don't get to live. They don't get to live. If you have to eat goodles, is that what it's called? Yeah. You're not living because you're a celebrity. You got to keep shape and all that.
It's stuff like that. Like mac and cheese is supposed to be unhealthy.
Right. And if you want to have
mashed potatoes,
kale and mushrooms, like nobody tries to take kale and mushrooms and spinach and turn it into mac and cheese.
No,
we don't have to unhealthify kale. So why do we need to healthify? Maybe that's how you say your last name. Goodles.
Goodles.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Gal Goodles.
We've been mispronouncing.
Yeah. We've been saying it wrong the whole time.
She wants healthier mac and cheese. She wants us to try her Goodles.
No, because it's not. It's never healthy. The Beyond Burger is a great example of that, where it's the veggie burger thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, it doesn't taste that bad. But also from a nutritional standpoint, it's not any better for you than eating an actual burger. So it's not like you're getting swole because I'm eating my Beyond Burger.
Uh-huh.
So at some point, you just look, if you want mac and cheese, eat mac and cheese.
But good for her.
Yeah.
You know?
Wonder Woman telling me what to do.
Yeah.
Number two.
This is Tina Turner news.
Yeah,
she's mad.
Wait, breaking Tina Turner news, everybody.
She's suing an impersonator for looking too much like her.
Okay.
Yeah, so Dorothea Fletcher, she tours Germany dressed as Tina Turner, and she has her Simply the Best show, and she looks so much like Tina Turner that Tina is now suing her.
Okay, but here's the thing. Tina Turner is, what, 90 at this point?
Mm-hmm. She's 90 looking great.
She looks great for 90, but she doesn't look like Tina Turner from 1987, which is what this other person is doing, going around doing their little roadshow.
She's mad about it.
She's furious that this person kind of looks like her from 35 years ago.
Yes, and she does look a lot like Tina. And she puts on a great show, but Tina's like, nope, I'm not having it.
And again.
That's your That's your Tina Turner.
This
news.
Has been your breaking Tina Turner news.
Now we move on to
number one,
Kanye West, because he's been daily news. Oh, Kanye West, he wants his family back together, and so he's been posting these videos. He's been trying to, you know, reach out to Kim.
This is just, I mean, this is the world that they live in, where they're just so wrapped up in their own business all the time. Where Kanye wants to win his wife back, fine,
he's trying.
But he has to do it with a 5-minute, like fully produced audio video thing with
That's
a gospel choir in the background.
All I think about every day is how I get my family
back. This is him trying to get his wife
back. How I heal the pain that I've caused. I take accountability for my actions. New word alert. Misactions.
No, and invent a word.
All my successes and failures have in common is me. Let's start with A, alcohol. I would drink to take the stress away, to knock the edge off. Drinking affected my health and the health of people around me, because I already had a hair trigger temper, and this just heightened it. B,
your wife is mad at you. Like, that's what they said in the background. But
you have to meet people where they are.
Right.
And Kim Kardashian is all about being in front of the camera. She's all about headlines.
Oh, they're the same.
So he's like, hey, I'm going to give you what you want, babe. I'm going to put you on a headline.
Well, you know what she did? After he released that video and everything, she posted a picture with Pete Davidson. They went to breakfast, and they were just taking pictures with fans and eating bacon.
Meanwhile, Pete Davidson put on a video of him doing an armpit fart sound effect.
I know.
And he's like, I'm going to stay with you instead. Yeah, so who knows? Yeah. I mean, he knows he messed up. He totally messed up. I'll be honest.
I think Kim's over it.
That marriage lasted a lot longer than I thought it would. Really? If you want to look at it that way.
But it was what, her second, her third? Something like that.
I think is what it was. But yeah, I mean, so all things considered, let's call it a success and move on. Nothing says a relaxing holiday season more than this game of
streaming.
Don't
be slow. Speed counts. Time to train your brain with the K92 Morning Things. Think fast.
This game actually captures the holidays when people get all stressed out and crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just fast-paced yelling.
Wakes you up.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, gets you going.
Definitely does. If you're getting going this morning and need a cash code, you miss it at 8 o'clock.
Where were you?
Man. Fine. Sweat. That's your cash code this hour.
Sweat.
Yeah, sweat it out. You don't get to know.
Yes.
No, sweat. SWEAT. You can enter that at K92Radio.com or your free K92 Radio app. Ashley in Lynchburg picked up $2,500 on Black Friday as our third winner in the 10K payday. We got one more. So collect all your cash codes this week. Next week will be our final jackpot winner as we get ready to play Think Fast. It's Antoine, it's Monica, and it is just, it's the game of screaming.
Uh-huh.
You play this music and it's unnecessary suspense right away.
It's so much pressure.
Can you imagine how stressed out they were when they made this music? Like just, oh my God.
They called an intern into the office and the intern thought they were in trouble.
Intern's always in trouble. It's perfect. So I'm going to give Antoine and Monica a category. I'm going to give them a letter, and then they're just going to shout out whatever comes to mind. Here we go. Give me something that you'd put on spaghetti that starts with the letter P.
Pepperoni.
Correct. I'll give you that. It's like a pizza spaghetti, I suppose. Parmesan cheese.
That's what I was going to say, but it took me too long to get there. Too
much thinking. Not enough yelling. That is a point for you, Monica Brooks, in round one of the game. All right, it's best of five, by the way. All right, here we go. Let's do that. All right, let's do another round of it. Here we go. Tell me something that some people like to eat that you think is gross.
All right.
Starts with the letter D.
Adult food.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dog food.
Some people like
that. They have that thing where they like the dog food and cat food. They have
Point for Antoine.
The
special human dog food, the one that they love.
Now, had you eat dog food?
Look, had you said Dinty Moore beef stew, which I do think is like dog food, I would qualify that one. But now I'm going to go with Dunkin' Donuts on this one, just cause. So that is a point for you, Antoine.
I'm Team Krispy Kreme, just for the record.
Round three. There's no record. Why say that?
No, it's on the record.
Just for the record.
No.
Where's the record?
In this building, it is a record because we save everything that's said on this show.
Oh, it's actually in this building. Everyone's so petty. There is a record.
That's a record here.
You're right, Antoine. So for the record. Here we go. All tied up. Give me something that someone would yell at a football game.
Uh-oh. Mm.
Starts.
Oh, man.
With the letter C.
Call Charles.
Charles?
Yeah, it's my son.
Okay.
I said cut it out.
Cut it. I'm going to go with Charles.
Charles, really?
Charles.
Charles.
I said cut it out. Come on, win. Like, cut it out.
I was actually waiting for Monica to, like, cut his head off.
I mean, they could probably yell that out, too.
He got Charles in there just a tiny bit before he on.
Shout out. So. Shout out to my son, Charles.
Shout out. Charles! That's my son!
I don't really have a son, just for the record.
There's no record! There's no record! That one, actually, there probably is. Okay, here we go. Antoine, you get a point on this one, you win. What is a good name for a pet hamster?
Charles.
It starts with the letter B.
Brad.
Brad is a great name for a hamster. You are correct.
Look at Brad just spinning in circles.
Yep, just Brad just sitting there doing stuff.
Brad's not going anywhere.
Look at Brad just eating. Now what's Brad doing? Brad stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. I like it. I like it, Monica. Brad. It all comes down to this. The final round. The pressure's on. Do it for Brad the hamster. Give me a nickname people give their significant other.
Aww.
It starts with the letter F.
Friendly bear.
Face.
Friendly bear was first. Oh, you're my friendly bear.
I love friendly bear.
That is not a super heated, passionate relationship. That one.
What, friendly bear?
Yeah, hello, friendly bear.
Hello, friendly bear. He's my friendly bear. What do you
actually,
guys do?
Actually, when they say it, it's like, it's shade. They're like, we can't leave any event because friendly bear over here wants to talk to everybody.
Uh-huh, right. That is shade. Yeah.
Friendly bear Brad. Always walking around talking to everybody. Big comeback, Monica Brooks. You are the winner of
Congratulations.
The game of not thinking, only yelling.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's really what it is.
Heck yeah, it is.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
For shame. Mm. There's no dog named Gunther, you jerk.
There's no dog named Gunther?
Nope.
What?
My Antoine gave us that story last week
about
how that the rich German dog that was selling his house that Madonna used to live in.
I remember that story.
Story about dog selling mansion, part of long-running hoax. It's not real.
Yep, they got me.
There's no dog Gunther. It's actually a guy who he sells real estate, and he does this all the time to get attention for his real estate.
Okay.
And reporters bite all the time. He has said it in the past that the dog owns Sylvester Stallone's house. Now he said that this dog owns this one. And where the truth actually is in it is the name of his company is the Gunther Corporation.
Okay.
So there is there's a Gunther there.
Yeah.
And Gunther. He's a low-down lying dog. This real
estate
agent.
We're not going to do anything about.
So everything seems legit in my story.
This is how little the reporters pay attention to anything sometimes now. They just run with a random story. They don't really check any facts. Gunther, this story has been being told since 1999.
Really?
Yes.
Just pass it along every year.
And you would like, all you got to do is Google it one time, and then you would see. Like, this would come up, and it's the dog thing again.
Is it no news today?
But we don't
hold up that story.
Let's talk about Gunther.
All right, so you have another story. Let's see, do we even believe this one?
All right, this one's also about a dog.
Okay.
Well, it's about a dog phone. So they are working, researchers are working on creating a dog phone that will allow your dog to FaceTime you, and you to FaceTime your dog while they're at home, while you're at work.
You FaceTime and then you just...
And so, you just say, hey, dog people especially love to look at their dogs all day. They get like a nanny cam just to watch their puppy in the house because it brings them a sense of joy.
Does it?
Sense of home.
I found it to be incredibly boring. I watched my dog once. You know what that dog did for hours? Nothing. Sat there. And then there was a bug on the wall, and that dog watched that bug for an hour.
Now, I got to stop you there. I got to stop you there, Zach, because last week, did you or did you not watch a show on Hulu about dogs ruining Christmas?
But they were doing something.
That's what dogs do.
No, but you said their dog wasn't doing anything.
Right. And you know what, Antoine? I like that one when it's a show, but not real life. Christmas.
But yeah, so the dog phone will allow you to FaceTime your dog and your dog to FaceTime you. And the researcher said their biggest concern is when you want to FaceTime your dog and your dog doesn't pick up.
Oh.
Because the dog has to answer.
I was thinking the biggest concern is your dog FaceTimes you, you're in a meeting, you cancel it, and the dog just keeps calling you over and
over. Talk to me, talk to me.
Like a child. It's the same thing. FaceTime, one after the other after the other.
Get you a dog phone.
All right. So is this story real or is this one a hoax? Because it's, all right, people, you're going to get mad. This is why context is important. Because if I give you not all of the details of this headline, you'll immediately start to get outraged. People like to get outraged because this woman got in trouble on an airplane because she refused to stop breastfeeding. Okay.
Oh,
all right. So now people are going to get furious. How dare you? You can't tell her what to do. It is natural. She is breastfeeding. Leave her alone. She is breastfeeding her cat.
No.
Ah, see, now details matter.
Wow.
Don't they? Yes. Airline passenger refused to stop breastfeeding her cat. But again, let me put it this way. Someone posted a screenshot on Twitter. This is the journalism we have here. Someone on Twitter.
Yeah.
And the claim is that the woman would not put her cat back in the cat carrier. And she had it all swaddled and was trying to get it to latch onto her or something.
Who's the emotional support for whom right now?
I don't know.
I need emotional support something. If I am on that plane.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So is that real or is that Gunther the dog?
I think it's real. The way people are trying.
Sadly, you want the dog to be real and the cat to not, but we're going to get the exact opposite instead.
All right, I'm going to tell you this one story, and you have to. I want to see if you have the same question that I had. Okay.
So. It's the K92 Morning Thangs. Yeah. Most viral.
Yeah, so I got some odds and ends. Celebrities people love, like Matthew McConaughey. Mm-hmm. People want him to run for governor of Texas.
I could see that.
Yeah, and he has made an announcement on that.
Listen, over the past 2 years, I've been working on the answer to the question of how I can be most useful in this life going forward. It never occurred to me that I would one day be considered for political leadership. It's a humbling and inspiring path to ponder. It is also a path that I'm choosing not to take at this moment.
Yeah, because politics is awesome.
Yeah.
If there's any way to get half your fan base to hate you immediately, that's the way right there.
Right, and then the part that that likes you, Antoine, will also hate you because you're not mean enough to the other part that they hate. So
No,
it is a loss. Forget about it. Yeah. You know what I'll do instead? Sit around and be rich. I think that's a great idea. Everybody loves The Rock also.
Yes, we do.
Rock's quite possibly the most likable. I've never met someone that said, I don't like The Rock.
They don't exist.
Diesel.
Okay, oh, that's true.
Well, I've never met Vin Diesel, so I put it that way. The Rock gave his truck to some Navy veteran, and The Rock gave him his truck.
So just take it.
Not, hey, on behalf of my friends at Chevrolet, why don't you take this truck? The Rock said, here's my truck. You can have it instead.
Come here, dude. I want to show you something real quick.
Yes.
I got this. I wrote this card for you. It's a little thing.
What the heck? Thank you for your service, brother. Enjoy your new truck.
What the heck is happening? Get out of here, bro! Oh, my God! You do a lot of good for people, man. You do a lot of good for people.
I thought this was your truck, bro.
It is my truck.
What do you mean?
That was your truck.
What are you talking about?
This is my personal truck. It's yours now. Yeah.
And then The Rock goes, by the way, it needs an oil change.
Yep.
Aww.
Like if we got right at 3,000 miles.
Monica, leave it on E.
And gas.
Way,
you need gas.
Gas.
Too bad. Okay, do you have the same question that I had when I saw this story? Because it's this story about how this family was trapped in their house in Arizona by wild animals, by javelinas.
Javelinas.
They're like wild boars, kind of. And I guess they were all around the house. And the only way they could get away from these vicious javelinas that were standing around was that he used the remote to like move his Tesla around the car. And I guess that was enough. So see if you have the same question I have.
My husband had an idea to use his Tesla.
So the Tesla was sitting right there, and I'm like, okay, well, let's see what happens if I move this big car right behind him, how they'll react. And luckily, they got freaked out and just took off.
Okay,
so they want, what do they want? They want some money? That was a Tesla commercial?
That's your question. See, my question is, who did they blab to in the first place that this became a story? Like, there were some, they're basically, they had some goats that were trapped around their house, and according to them, they were trapped, though the last
time,
I haven't seen anyone murdered by a javelina anytime. So they moved the car a little bit, the car runs away. So at that point, did they think to themselves, you know what? we need to call the news. Let's call the news and let them know what I just did.
I was thinking Facebook. I was thinking a Facebook video or something.
Yep.
Is what got them all this acknowledgement.
And then the news picked up on it, is what you're saying?
Small town in Arizona.
Yeah, and Scottsdale.
Small town. Yep. Only three people have heard of it.
Steve, Arizona. This guy's name is Steve. Yeah, who'd they blab to? Guys, you won't believe what just happened. I scared away an animal.
Mm.
Like, next time I roll down my window and be like, hey, bird, move. I should call Channel 10.
You should.
You did?
Mm-hmm. I think that you really should, just to see what happens.
Guys, I told a bird to go away.
I mean, I would watch and be entertained by the story. I would.
Man yells at bird tonight at 9. Yep. Get ready for it.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.